plunged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, December 12th, 2021. I'm Lou. I think I could branch a pin in. What is the show going to be today? They're trying to kill our anti-work with identity politics. Assange extradited. They've decided to burn it all down with us inside. So this is how they're gonna do it, huh? Reality being rewritten before our eyes. Happening. Amazon distribution center collapse. 50 to 100 missing. Many dead. Oh hell nah. Them nagas dead as fuck. Is there a silver lining to hyperinflation? Another pedo outed at CNN. And we'll close the day off with Chris Wallace announces he is leaving Fox News, joining CNN Plus. And before we get started, guys, if you like any type of video game music, let me know in the comments. Like, tell me your favorite type of video game music, or your favorite series of video games. Let me know. Maybe it'll show up in the show. Let's get started. They're trying to kill our anti-work with identity politics. Oh my god, you can tell this dude's a leftist just because it's like a wall of fucking text. Dude, get your point across in like two sentences. Like, why do I need to read a fucking wall of text? He lurks on Reddit. He fucking explains what our anti-work is. Dude, you don't need to fucking tell us what our anti-work is. We're not fucking retards. I take that back. A large portion of Polt is incredibly retarded. I take that back. I've made a flare to explain what's happening. Dude, oh my god, this dude is such a Reddit plebit. Such a plebit.
Watch out!
Oops. God, I'm going to beep that. Reddit baguette. Bleh. I'm a sloth, guys. I've been literally just sleeping all fucking day today. Like, Jesus Christ, my spirit animal is a sloth. I'm fucking lazy as fuck. I can't even get through this dude's wall of text. Like, my eyes are starting to cross as I read it. And then he posts this, they're trying to kill our anti-work lessons from Occupy Wall Street. I just can't even be fucked to read all of this. You know what this looks like? This looks like a leftist baguette that got banned off of Plebit, and now he's like trying to post on 4chan. It's welcome to 4chan, Plebit. Lurk for 2 years and then you can post. You can't post yet. You're not allowed to post yet. You have to lurk for 2 years before you're allowed to post. This America says anti-work is full of shit human beings trying to fake their time cards and other such fuckery. They're far less Occupy and more lazy Zoomer. Dude, that seems like an apt description of them. They seem to just want to destroy corporations. They're more anti-corporation, not anti-work. I mean, they are anti-work. Anti any type of work. Lazy. Lazier than me. This Deus Volt dude says already started a while ago, posted a picture saying, getting fired for refusing the vaccine does not qualify as anti-work. This American replies, yeah, it's amazing how effective the shields are at divide and conquer. You know what's weaker than 80% of your workers agreeing on something? 40%. It's elementary. Yeah, I don't know, dude. The shills are incredibly good at divide and conquer. That's their entire strategy. There's so many plebit fits and plebit baguettes in this thread. It's so easy to spot them. Just look for plebit spacing and paragraphs of text. Very easy. I figured I'd start with like the lowest quality thread I had. This American replies to the OP, I read through that main locked thread you have there. It's already over. The place is just our politics now with screenshots of their awful bosses. They are lost already. Yeah, I'm getting that feeling too. If you read newer threads that are more current, they're just banning everyone now. It's basically like the rest of Plebit. I mean, it's Plebit. What do you guys fucking expect? Get the fuck off of that site. Stop giving them ad revenue and flare revenue and shit. Moving on. Assange extradited. This is actually a viewer submitted story. Picture is Disclosed TV on Twitter. Just in. High Court in London allows extradition of WikiLeaks Julian Assange to the United States. OP says, it's over. First post American saying F. Yeah, rip. This American says, how do we break him out before they Epstein him, lads? Apparently they already tried to fucking Epstein him. He had a fucking stroke in the jail. Like, God. They already tried. This Republican says, traitors deserve death. Thank God and bless the Union. That's funny. This is bait. This American says, didn't he have an insurance thing for this situation? Question mark. This Nazi replies, his insurance was, quote, wow, I sure love walking around as a free man after targeting the US government, unquote. It wasn't very good insurance. This Leaf responds, no, he underestimated the power of the memory hole. Yeah, it's surprising how fast the Dems can memory hole stuff. Like that Afghan retreat, dude, that got memory holed in like 2 weeks. Unbelievable. The worst withdrawal in U.S. history. U.S. history. And it got memory holed in like 2 weeks. I mean, they talked about Trump tear gassing that crowd of people longer than 2 weeks. So whatever, man. Unbelievable. This is Britt Bong says, remember when all the shills said he was paranoid to think he could be extradited to the U.S. and that he should face justice in Sweden? This America says, good. Hope he has fun being tortured for his 18 counts of espionage and 1 count of hacking. Don't fuck with America, you foreigner pieces of shit. I would bet anything the CIA is gonna waterboard the fuck out of that guy. That's good. That sucks, Assange. Enjoy. This America says he's getting suicided. Oh my god, they're fucking talking about whacked coin in this thread. Oh, remember that, guys? Every code release... McAfee is still spooling up. Every code release has coincided with the threshold of whacked reached. Fuck. I can't believe someone's talking about whacked coin still. That's unbelievable. This American says, this one hurts. Yeah, dude, sucks. I mean, the 2016 election was highly influenced by Assange and the email leaks. I mean, the only reason we know half the stuff about Pizzagate is because of those email leaks. This American says he should commit suicide like McAfee. It wasn't on that. Yeah. Shit. I actually have a BBC News article here about him getting extradited. Let's go over it real quick. So, US won its appeal against a January UK court ruling that could not be extended due to concerns over his mental health. I assume Assange's. It's explaining in detail how the courts are handling it. It basically just says how fucked Assange is. That's what the article says. It's Assange is fucked. Ugh, grim. Moving on. They've decided to burn it all down, with us inside. What did he mean by this? Reminds me a bit of when Speaker of the House shot himself on live TV in Last Resort. I can only speculate that he was referring to the planned destruction of the US economy by a cabal that has pledged loyalty to the PROC. What do you think he meant by this? Let's see what he linked.
After 28 years of peacock logos on much of what I own, it is my choice now to jump without a net into the great unknown, as I do for the first time in my 62 years. My biggest worry is for my country. The truth is, I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm an institutionalist. I believe in this place, and in my love of country, I yield to no one. But the darkness on the edge of town has spread to the main roads and highways and neighborhoods. It's now at the local bar and the bowling alley, at the school board and the grocery store, and it must be acknowledged and answered for. Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by their constituents, possessing the kinds of college degrees I could only dream of, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, while hoping we somehow forget who they were. They've decided to burn it all down with us inside. That should scare you to no end as much as it scares an aging volunteer fireman. What a ride it's been. Where else? How else? Was a kid like me going to meet presidents and kings and the occasional rock star? These lovely testimonials that I can never truly repay make me hyper aware that it has been and remains a wonderful life. It's as if I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning in Bedford Falls. The reality is, though, I will wake up tomorrow in the America of the year 2021, a nation unrecognizable to those who came before us and fought to protect it, which is what you must do now. My colleagues will take it from here. Thank you for being here with us. Us, meaning the people who produce this broadcast for you. And you, well, without you, there is no us. I'll show myself out until we meet again. That is our broadcast for this Thursday night. Thank you for being here with us. And for all my colleagues at the networks of NBC News, good night.
Wow, that was kind of like a scorched earth exit, in my opinion. Huh. This American says he got fired for being a liar, but for some reason was hired back 2 years later. Not a trustworthy dude since he's a confirmed liar, just another journalist that deserves the rope. This American replies, everybody lies, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, sad but true. This dude says, in this thread, we now sexualize his daughter. He had posted a picture of his daughter. I love you, 4chan. This dude says, they are going to burn in hell for eternity with Satan very, very soon. This American with Reddit spacing says, why the fuck is he being so vague about it? This dude spouts a lot of truth. He says, this board is increasingly filled with midwit Zoomer rubes who don't seem to understand even the least abstract of concepts. It's not complicated. This guy isn't some kind of hidden R guy spitting at the establishment on his way out. He's implying the fucking Republicans of all people are doing all of that crap. The narrative on MSNBC right now is that the GOP is authoritarian for not wanting to go along with every single thing the Democrats want, and for actively operating through the democratic process to fight back and take seats back, like what Bannon's been pushing for, instead of just sitting on their hands like the rest of the Republicans would rather do. Like, holy fuck, dude, Brian Williams called himself an institutionalist. He's not our friend. Yeah, dude, get rid of all rhinos. Get rid of them all. Bye. This dude links the full transcript. Thank you, Anon. How kind of you. A lot of people are trying to discern what he meant by it. A lot of people have a lot of different takes. I don't know, guys, but he's not our guy, for sure. That dude was spot on when he said that. Not our guy. He's a leftist pawn. Moving on. So this is how they're gonna do it, huh? They found a loophole to push the pedo agenda. Picture is from the U.S. Department of... Picture is TLC, the woman stuck inside the body of an 8-year-old. I am Shauna Ray. Let's watch a little bit of the video.
If you were to look at me, you would think I'm just a normal little girl doing normal little girl things with my fun, crazy family.
I have no clue what lane you're in.
Because you're supposed to sit up.
I am sitting
she
up.
She can't still see.
Get over the dashboard.
But the truth is, I'm not a little girl. I'm a woman.
Oh my God.
A 22-year-old woman.
Oh my God. This is four.
Stuck in the body of an 8-year-old.
Is this not 4chan's perfect woman?
We can't have children at the bar.
I want to get a tattoo.
How old are you?
There is an age requirement.
I'm 22.
Shauna was 6 months old when we found out she had brain cancer.
My pituitary gland was rendered almost dormant because of the chemotherapy. The doctor told me I was done growing. My bones refused, and my height is 3 feet and 10 inches.
Even though I physically can't grow up, I desperately want to be treated like a grown-up.
What are we gonna say in your bio?
My relationship status is single. I'm short, leave me alone. I attract creeps, and idiots.
So today I am going on a blind date.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. I thought that I was being punked or something at first.
I'm working on my independence.
People tell me I'm a fun drunk.
Yeah!
You're a natural.
And I'm determined to make this year my year to shine.
Wow. Wow. You want eternal youth, just blow up your pituitary gland, guys. Just blow up the pituitary gland. Be a kid forever. Oh my gosh, she's twerking. Wonderful. Wow, that's something. That's something. I think that's 4chan's perfect woman. This dude says 1:30 in the video for why OP actually posted this. Why are my countrymen such baguettes? Aussie responds, blacked. Yeah, fully blacked, dude. Oh my God. This Nazi says, it's not a little girl. It's a grand wizard dragon that's thousands of years old and just stuck in this body. It's literally the 1,000-year-old lowly vampire meme. It's hilarious. Oh my gosh. This American says, Christ alive. She's set up on a date with a nagger, and he not only brings pizza, but a whole stack of pizza to show his intentions. This dude says, made for BBC. This American says, if he's a pedo, I can't blame him. I mean, talk about finding a glitch in the Matrix. But he has a whole fucking stack of pizzas in front of him to show the producers are most likely elf pedos rubbing it in. Look at his face, dude. Look at that grin. He's like, I gotta legally F that. That's hilarious. This record says, goes on date with legal lowly. Brings cheese pizza anyway. Based nagger. What the fuck? This BLM dude says, why the fuck would you send your own child to chemo? What the actual fuck is wrong with people? Jesus fucking shit. Chemo is the absolute worst thing you could do to yourself if you have cancer. Then he says, eat organically, drink water, work out, go get some sunlight, meditate, and charge your crystals. Dude, I think you have the exact same mindset as the Apple CEO. I forgot that dude's name. Whatever. He died. He was super skinny. Dude, that dude. Yeah, just be that guy and waste away into nothingness. This Aussie says she could be a millionaire in a couple months if she started an OnlyFans. Dude, for real, man. Dude, for real. That's... Huh. Yeah, she'd be humongous. That's for sure. This dude, like, zooms in on the nagger. This Kekistani says, green text, I attract creeps, assholes, and idiots. Green text fades to a black person who wants to date her. Yeah. This Finnish Anon says, the famed legal lowly? This Britbong says, cheese pizza based. This pirate says, so how does she age and eventually die then? Arr. This American replies, she's just short. She's not immortal. Yeah, dude, I mean, you gotta think of it like, I mean, she's still gonna wrinkle. She's still gonna get wrinkled. She, like, her cells are still gonna degrade like everybody else. It's just she's never gonna age. She's never gonna go through puberty, you know? She doesn't have that gland. So, I mean, you'll get kind of eternal youth. I was being a bit facetious there. I mean, it's like, you'll wrinkle, you'll get old still. But you're just gonna be you're gonna be like an old child. If that makes any sense. I mean, you'll get like, your skin will get thinner. You'll go through all the normal aging stuff. You're just not gonna go through puberty. Though I wonder if you get the, you know, like how kids have that spongy brain. I wonder if you still get that spongy brain the whole time. Like, you can learn easily. I wonder. This dude says, that's what? A midget doesn't have the body of a child. Their bodies are weirdly shaped because of a medical condition. The only thing that can be described as childlike is the height. I don't know, dude. She looks like a kid. She doesn't look like a midget at all. Midgets look kind of weird. You know? Just like a Peter Dinklage. He's awesome, but, you know, he looks weird. He looks like a midget. Like, this chick just looks like a child. She doesn't look like a midget. Okay, we'll move on, dude. That's just crazy. That's like, that's 4chan's perfect woman. Next, reality being rewritten before our eyes. To twat, Sandra Newman. Okay, so this is my big news for today. I'm writing a feminist retelling of Orwell's 1984. And then it says, feminist retelling of 1984 approved by Orwell's estate. So basically, like, money. Spanish OP says, reality is being rewritten before our eyes. America says it's been happening throughout history. That's why I don't trust anything I haven't seen with my own eyes. This leaf says, green text, literally rewriting 1984 to fit the political agenda. Peak clown world. Peak clown world. This dude says, amazing. Truly, we live in a society. Where's our Joker? Where's our New Age Hitler? Super Hitler. Where's Super Hitler? Samarica says, is she not talented enough to develop her own unique stories? Dude, all the left can do is steal, copy, destroy. They can't create. It's impossible for them to create anything. This plebiter says, green text, retelling. It's called a definitive text. Yeah, I don't get why people don't. Just leave it alone. This American says, green text, rewriting 1984. Irony so thick, it would have made Orwell blush. Yeah, we'll move on with that. Amazon distribution center collapses. 50 to 100 missing, many dead. Picture is just like some rubble, bunch of fire trucks and stuff. Here's some video.
And we continue to follow breaking news. Emergency situations on both sides of the river this morning after storms blasted through the metro region and really the entire Midwest. Several homes damaged in Defiance in St. Charles County, while in Edwardsville, major damage and now fatalities when a massive Amazon warehouse partially collapsed. All night long, emergency crews have been at the site of the Amazon warehouse collapse.
Corey, right now it's been hours since law enforcement agencies from across the entire metro region have been out here in Edwardsville at the Amazon warehouse digging through the enormous pile of rubble left behind here from this severe event. In just the last hour, we have now learned that several people were killed by this weather event that happened around 8:30 Friday night. For now, crews, again, still out here. It's been hours. They're still just trying to comprehend what happened and try and still rescue people who may be stuck under the rubble. Now, let me show you this video first. This is an aerial view of the Amazon warehouse that you're seeing right now. It truly shows the extent of this damage. Seeing it from this view just gives you a completely different perspective of just how strong these storms were tonight. Now, you're seeing ground video of the warehouse. You can see wires dangling, debris everywhere, steel beams toppled over. Our meteorologist team believes a possible tornado or strong straight-line winds hit the facility again. This all came through around 8:30 Friday night. Edwardsville Police Chief Mike Philbach says they were called to respond again just around 8:30. Dozens of agencies from across the entire region responded.
Our fire and our police, they practice this for when these things happen. And even at that, it still takes a lot of effort. I'm sure as you guys can contest the batteries going down and phone lines being, you know, tied up and that. So there's a lot of effort that goes into it.
You guys can see that there are still dozens of emergency crews on scene. Fire trucks, ambulances, first responders. We have special crews here that are made for search and rescue events like you're seeing on your screen right now, both from St. Clair County as well as Madison County. They went in with hard hats, harnesses, carabiners. We had shots of them earlier sifting through debris and really trying to rescue some of these people who are still stuck underneath.
A lot of smashed cars. Bunch of power lines down. There's a little lake that's behind our building. Barely any water in it. There was cars in there. So, I mean, yeah, it's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, just grim. Kind of, I mean, Joe Biden tried to equate this to climate change and he rightfully got called out. Thank goodness. This Aussie says Bezos must be held responsible. No, he's not even CEO anymore, dude. He stepped down. He took his, like, millions and millions of dollars and he's, like, noped out. This America says my studded butt plug had better not be late. This guy posts a Wojak screaming. This dude says 50 to 100 Amazon packages are missing. Oh my god, this is horrible. Fuck human life. Where's my package? Christmas is in 2 weeks. I need my packages. This American says punishment from God for Amazon supporting homosexuality. It's kind of fucked up for them to target the warehouse full of employees and not the CEOs of the company. The God's really dumb or he has a sick sense of humor. This American says last night everyone was reporting the roof collapsed. The tornado went right through the building and completely fucked it. Everyone's like joking about the quality of American construction. I'm not gonna deny it's taking a big dip. They don't make stuff like they used to, that's for sure. Walmart anon's posting and people are like calling him a faker. Are you guys new? You don't know who the fuck Walmart anon is? Like, what the fuck?
Strange. Okay, moving on.
Oh hell nah. Them nags dead as fuck. The damage to the Edwardsville Amazon facility. Skyfox copter. Just more pictures of the damage to that Amazon facility. I don't know, man. Look at these damage pictures. It's like, where the heck do you stand to be safe? Huh. A bunch of people probably died. First post is this Confederate saying, imagine believing air did this. Dude, air can be powerful. So can water. If you focus water into a jet. Yeah, it can cut your limb off, dude. You can cut your limb off with water. You can cut through steel with water, dude. So yes, air can do it. I know you're joking, though. I definitely know you're joking. This America says, wow, the entire building is fucking gone. LMAO. Yeah, dude, it's pretty messed up. Though it looks like the center wasn't really part of the building. It looks like there's a parking lot in the middle, you know? This America says, I'm sure the wages are safe. Those cages are indestructible. Imagine there's like one guy that was in the Amazon, that Serenity booth, and he like, it saved his life. That would be hilarious. Oi, dim nagas got floided. This German says, how the fuck did they manage this? And this American replies, a white supremacist tornado. Bunch of people saying it's the wrath of God. Sanan said he wanted the tornado to come because he lives right near there. I feel you, bro. This dude says, stupid wage slaves. This American says, what dat be, bros? And he like puts this wizard in the picture pointing to this glowing ball of light. This American responds, a fucking light. Dude, it's a light. It's called
the camera's getting, like, making it, the camera's distorting it, so it's making it look like a ball, but dude, it's just a lamp, it's like a street light, bro. Smerica says nukes aren't real, the Earth is flat. At least you're grouping nukes aren't real with the Earth is flat. Thank God. Equivalent schizoiness. This is where it says, I saw a mention that a particular type of roof building construction is particularly vulnerable to collapse from high winds, and that the Amazon warehouse was built in such a manner. Hey, dude, they probably built that thing as cheap as humanly possible. This Brit Bong says, ah, my order of 24 souls of the suffering arrived in time for my elite cabal orgy. Thanks, Amazon. Nice, we'll end with that. Next, is there a silver lining to hyperinflation? CNBC, inflation's silver lining, higher salaries. Guys, come on, guys. Do these people not understand anything? If you get high, if you increase wages, inflation will go higher. So if you're already experiencing inflation and then you increase wages, you know what you're gonna get? You're gonna get super inflation. Oh my God. I don't even know how you would fix it at this point. It's fuck all. This Netherlands Anon says, our cashews are now 20% smaller. Luckily, you get 20% more cashews per bag. What a deal. This Brazilian Anon replies, 0.8 times 1.2 equals 0.96. But don't think about it too hard. Basically, they're making you think you're getting the exact same amount, but you're actually getting like 5% less, almost like 4% less. So America says, isn't inflation outpacing rising wages? Yeah, and if you raise the wages, inflation's gonna outpace it even faster. It's like, good luck catching up. You never will. We're on a runaway course at this point. This America says, if you're holding a fixed interest loan, you win. go buy a house. Good luck. Good luck doing that now, though, with the market. It's like, everything's fucked. Everything's fuck all. This Brit Bong says, yeah, everyone living in the 6x4 cubes will be millionaires, so paying $500,000 a week for them is no big deal. That pretty much encompasses it perfectly. This pirate says, what good is a higher salary when your buying power is crap? This American says, fuck yeah, 5% raise, 30% loss in purchasing power. We're all gonna be richer, boys. Yeah, we'll move on. Another pedo outed at CNN. CNN bros, how do we recover from this? Picture's a twat. CNN producer John Griffith was arrested and charged in a federal case for allegedly trying to lure children into having sexual contact with him. He also allegedly tried to lure parents into giving their children to him for sexual activity. CNN bros, how do we recover from this? This American says, he was just kidding. He has a picture of Carlos. This American says, all mainstream, in quotations, media outlets are human trafficking operations. This American says, poll is always right. Yes, they are. This Leaf says, CNN is just an awesome place to work at. They hide predators. This American says, how the fuck do you approach a mother about raising their 9-year-old daughter submissively so you can rape them? This German says, with money, the more you have, the wider your trainees will be. This Bitbong responds, cool it with the anti-Semitism. Oh my God, dude, listen to this. Griffith sought to persuade parents to allow him to train their daughters to be sexually submissive. In June of 2020, Griffin advised a mother of 9 and 13-year-old daughters that the mother's responsibility was to see that her older daughter was, quote, trained properly, unquote. He then provided funds so that the mother and the daughter could fly from Nevada to Boston, where he picked them up in his Tesla and drove them to his Vermont home. It was there that the underage girl, only 9 years old, was, quote, directed to engage in, and did engage in, unlawful sexual activity, unquote. This German responds, imagine driving a Tesla with your lowlies. Oh man. This jihadi says, when news like this breaks, imagine how many other them producers start sweating. Samarica says, why do they all look the fucking same? He posts a picture of that red-haired Wojak dude that got arrested. Yeah, genetics. This American says, sick fuck raped 7-year-olds. Dude, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, you think this was like pushed off so it didn't come out during the election? I mean, God, this is just, this seems like people would know this is going on. This pirate says, is MSN saying anything about this? Dude, probably not. Doubt it. This guy says, Cuomo fired, Cuomo's producer arrested for fucking kids, and executives at Sony and Nvidia caught by amateur pedo hunters all in the same week. What the fuck is going on? Relation to Maxwell trials, someone burning bridges, someone missed their protection money due date. It does feel kind of like the House of Cards is coming down a bit. But dude, I mean, the fact that they have that Glassley-Maxwell trial so so hidden from public view is just very fishy. Okay, move on to the last thread of the day. Chris Wallace announces he's leaving Fox News, joining CNN Plus. This isn't really a thread, this is like a post. This is a news article. Wallace made the stunning announcement of his departure at the end of Fox News Sunday, the flagship weekly political program that he's moderated since 2003. Dude, good luck at CNN, dude. It's the pedo city over there, enjoy. And I never really liked Chris Wallace that much anyways. When he did the debate with Donald Trump, he was very unfair. Very unfair. Very left-leaning. And not only that, he's on CNN Plus. He's like on their web thing. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? I don't know. Just thought I'd plop that up in there. Chris Wallace leaving. Don't really care. Doing the finale show on something I don't really care about, I guess. Thank you guys for listening. Please like and subscribe. If you want me to do daily shows again, man, bitch at me in the comments. I don't know. Give me some motivation or something. I don't know. My inner sloth is radiating out. I love all of you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. Eight, the steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. Nine, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace, peace always on communist terms, of course. And ten, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world.